With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin hospitalized again, this time with a bladder issue. Pentagon says Austin was transported to Walter Reed this afternoon. Reports also indicating now the White House has been informed. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis believes that it is vitally important for Russia to be stopped in the war with Ukraine.
It would be an epic failure to allow Vladimir Putin to have his way with Ukraine. And that's what simply stepping away from the problem would do for the United States. Would end up refighting this thing.
Senate leaders have argued in strong terms that U.S. aid to Ukraine is crucial to pushing back Putin. In a rare Sunday session, lawmakers voting to move forward with the aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Final vote could come by midweek. Also, at SRNnews.com, Mexico's president proposing giving people pensions equal to their full salaries at the time they retire, something that no other nation does.
President Andres Manuel López Obrador leaves office in September, and he really wants his party's candidate to win the June 2nd elections. But analysts say it may also be an attempt to set the agenda for the next administration by saddling the future president with unrealistically high expectations. For the moment, López Obrador doesn't have the votes in Congress to get the pension plan passed.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Few details are known out of Houston at this hour, but police have responded to an apparent shooting at the mega church run by Pastor Joel Osteen. Now we're learning Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says a possible gunman is down. This is SRN News. A satanic temple loses a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains very high in Africa and Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some parts of Europe as well. World Body says in West Africa and the Sahel region, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments that are weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. This is SRN News. After 200 years, a gun manufacturer is moving. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
Workers have turned out hunting rifles, shotguns, carbines, revolvers, and more at the Remington plant in upstate New York for about two centuries. Now locals are bracing for Remington's exit from the village of Ilion. The nation's oldest gun maker is consolidating operations in Georgia and recently announced plans to shutter the Ilion factory in early March, eliminating 300 jobs. They blame production inefficiencies for the plant's closing. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A man has been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to killing four workers at an Oklahoma marijuana farm in 2022. Court records show Chen Wu pleaded guilty at a court hearing to four counts of first-degree murder and to one count of assault and battery with a deadly weapon in connection with the killings. More details at SRNnews.com.